This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for listening to the Vedic Wisdom. I want to talk to you today about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that is traditionally chanted by the Hare Krishna movement, and it has been heard all over the planet now. By the grace of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who brought the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra west after it was inaugurated in the 14th century in India by an incarnation of the Lord. Everyone is being given an opportunity to hear this mantra. Well, that's interesting. I mean, everybody's been able to hear Mickey Mouse by the television for 50 years. But the Maha Mantra has only been around a very short time, and yet most everyone has heard it and knows it. And so we see that there is a transcendental force behind and within the mantra. And this is one of the characteristics of the mantra that is delineated to anyone who comes and inquires, why are you chanting? Why do you chant this mantra? Because there's a lot of bogus things going on in chanting now. There wasn't previously because there was no real chanting in the West. And now so many bogey yogis, so many nonsense things have come up. They're chanting names of demigods. They're chanting names of yogis. They're chanting names of people. They're chanting all sorts of prayers, things for just upliftment and enlightenment and all these selfish-orientated things. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is transcendental. Its constitution is non-material. It is antimatter. It is not matter. And therefore, it has a different effect. It has a transcendental effect. It is a penetrating mantra. This material manifestation, matter, is called gross manifestation. The mind, intelligence, and ego is called the subtle manifestation. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is spiritual manifestation. Though nothing material can impede the potency or the activity or the expansion of the Maha Mantra. And so we see that that's true. We have witnessed when no one in the West knew the mantra, and now everyone around the planet knows the mantra. Why? Because this mantra was inaugurated by the Lord's incarnation as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya came to use the mantra, distribute the mantra, and educate everyone that this mantra is a special combination of 16 syllables that when chanted and vibrated by the tongue and heard into the ear, it cleanses the mind and it purifies the senses. It gives a pleasant state of existence. It purifies the home. It purifies relationships. It waters the devotional creeper. Now, by that, I mean when one comes out of this material world and goes, wait a minute, this is a mess. I want something more. And he hears the Maha Mantra. This is called receiving the seed of devotional service. And this seed starts to grow into what's called a devotional creeper, where the more one waters it by the chanting process, the more it becomes attracted to transcendental activities and transcendental science and transcendental food, transcendental everything. And you have the ability to sense it. A new ability of perspective, perception, comes to you as an individual. If you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you taste a state of enjoyment, of euphoria that's not tasted in the material world because it's not material. It's not drug-induced. It's not unnatural. It's not something you haven't heard before. It's not something you have to learn. It is a natural process for all the living entities because it is spiritual and we are spiritual. Yes, we're in temporary material bodies, but the covering of the material body is penetrated by pure spiritual energy. So this is the potency inside of the Maha Mantra. It is totally spiritual and penetrates everything. Srila Prabhupada had been asked many times about, well, what if no one comes to our gathering today? There's so many things going on and no one realized you were going to be here and this sort of that. And he says, that's all right. The four walls will hear. This mantra will penetrate everything. But it's not penetrating to delude. It's not penetrating to contaminate. It's the opposite. It is enlightenment, upliftment, and a positive vibration that enhances the experience. Whoever you are, whatever level you're on, whatever species of life you're in, whatever body you may have, you chant in the room and the bugs, the ants on the floor, the spider in the corner, they're all uplifted. The cats and dogs, the fish in the tank, everybody, the tree outside, the bushes, the plants in the house, everybody, let alone the people. Everybody is uplifted because it's pure spiritual potency vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, spiritual only, significant 16 syllables, vibrated with the tongue, just vibrated innocently, sincerely. Let me vibrate this mantra and hear. That's all. This opens the consciousness of every living entity irrespective of their bodily condition. So this great benediction, free distribution of a mantra that lets you taste love of God, that frees anybody who hears it, that comes out of the transcendental strata and penetrates into the material predicament at every level, such that everyone is uplifted, free, anywhere, anytime. What a benediction, right? People in the material world now think that money is the honey. So if somebody was walking the street giving away money, everybody would flock to them. Similarly, the intelligent flock to the chanting of the holy name because it's giving something better than money. Far better than money, because money is only as good as it is until you spend it. But the Maha Mantra purifies the mind, intelligence, senses, and consciousness permanently. You don't come down. In the 60s, many of the devotees were saying, oh, this Maha Mantra is a high that you don't come down from. Because everybody was into drugs. Everybody thought, oh, drugs will get me up. And yeah, they did get you up, but then you came back down. And everybody's like, oh, I have to go back up again. Oh, I can't. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, it isn't working. I can't get any. Whatever it all was. Their attempt was to try to stay high. And Srila Prabhupada came and gave this mantra and said, this is how you stay high. You chant the mantra everywhere, anywhere, when you want, how you want. Just chant it, vibrate it, and hear it. And you are uplifted. So this is a benediction. The benediction for this age, when we're so distracted, we're so disgusted, we're so busy with things that don't matter, we have short memory, we have so many limitations and resources and facilities, we're constantly being disturbed, so we need something that's easy to use, fast-acting, permanently available, free, very potent, and you don't have to stop. So Srila Prabhupada said, simply chant the Maha Mantra and don't stop. You will be purified. There is no doubt about it whatsoever. You simply have to chant and hear. And your devotional creeper will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow beyond your wildest dreams, and your senses, your mind, your intelligence will be purified to where you see things in proper perspective. The anxiety goes away. It's rinsed, literally. You take a dirty brush and you wash it and wash it and wash it, and it becomes very useful again. Well, our minds and senses are like dirty brush. They're so contaminated, trying to clean everything else off of us. We're trying to brush away all the nonsense and separate the truth from the lies. And next thing you know, the whole mind and intelligence and senses becomes dirty because of the dirty job they're doing. But this Maha Mantra, it cleanses the mind. It cleanses the senses. All these dirty things that have accumulated and continue to accumulate as you fight off the nonsense of this material world is removed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now that is a very, very potent gift. So it's not like you have to buy something. It's not like you have to be a certain situation or certain mentality as a prerequisite.
There is no prerequisite. You simply have to have exposure to the mantra and try it. That's all. Anyone who tries it sincerely and give it a little time, whatever, you will be uplifted. Srila Prabhupada says one should start out by chanting the same amount every day. This is why the devotees use beads. They have beads that they chant on. They're in a string, and there's 108 of them, and they chant once on every bead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next bead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you chant bead after bead after bead after bead after bead, and you come around to the circle, the head bead. That's a round. Now, Srila Prabhupada said all of his initiated disciples will chant 16 rounds every day without fail, no discussion. But he also said, you can start with simply one round. And you do that one round day after day after day. You do one round, guaranteed one round. And before too long, you'll find, I'm doing this so easily, I could actually have time now to do two. And you'll see your life start to change, and you can do four. And before very long, you've made it to where you're chanting 16 rounds a day and loving it. The upliftment, the fulfillment, the intelligence, the purity, the clarity, the satisfaction, the encouragement. Oh, my goodness, all of it is coming in through the mantra. Well, wow, wait a minute. This is actually a powerful tool. Yes, it is. And it's meant for you. It's meant for the people of this age, the age of hypocrisy and quarrel, to get an opportunity to uplift yourself out of this mess by using the mantra. And you read the Vedic literature. Get some new perspective. Get some new understanding. Get a point of view that gives you clarity. We have the situation that everybody has a point of view, but what's it based on? Maybe it's based on their experience. Maybe it's based on their education. Maybe it's based on their witnessing other things. Maybe it's based on hearsay. But the Vedic knowledge is based on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna's personal discussions and instructions to you. It's not adulterated. It's not temporary. It's not something speculative. It is word for word. The Lord said, just like that. And all the verses, 18,000 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1,200 in the Bhagavad Gita, and all of these verses is directly the Lord said. Now, it's just like anyone else. You go to a lecture or you go to a seminar and you listen to what the speaker has to say. And he starts out introducing himself and his education or background. And he explains the subject matter and lays out where we're going with this. And he gives you different categories. And he starts delineating the information on this category, then the next, then the next, then the next. And he comes to the platform where he's covered all the subject he cares to cover. And then he gives you a summary and a conclusion and asks for questions. So if you'll go to a seminar and do that, read the Bhagavad Gita and listen to the Lord as he does that. He actually does just that. He gives you a summary and he lays out all the information of the situation as it is. Now, this is amazing because who knows better? Who is the authority? The Lord is the authority, the cause of all causes. He's the one that knows. He's the one that sets the rules. He's the one that knows what's best. And he's put together a methodology that's infallible. The Lord is called infallible. If you follow the process that's given to you, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the reading of the Vedic literature, the consulting and inquiring from the spiritual master, the associating with liberated souls, your success is guaranteed in black and white, in print from the Supreme Lord personally guaranteeing you. You will become purified. You will see and know everything in proper perspective. You will be freed from the struggle for existence. You will taste the nectar of the whole, chanting the holy name. You will become enlightened, empowered. you will achieve the potential you know is inherent within you. So this is an opportunity that all you have to do is try the method prescribed. Just simply chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, read the Vedic literature, follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and your life will change. The circumstances around your life, the situation that you're in, the point of view that you have, the hope, the faith, the positive attitude, all of it will rise up out of the position you're in, wondering what's going on. So this is a huge benediction. It costs no money. It has no prerequisites. It provides you with everything you're looking for, the upliftment that you need to see things in a proper perspective. So if you simply take the opportunity and take a moment and start hearing and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The mantra is described that it is the direct process. Okay? Now, there are other means for you to get involved with the Lord. There's other ways for you to come to God consciousness. There are other processes that will eventually get you there. But if you take the other processes, they don't necessarily have the cleansing effect. You may gradually learn, and you may gradually become proficient, and you may gradually understand. But the cleansing effect isn't necessarily there. So the opportunity of purifying and cleansing the mind and intelligence and senses is there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And therefore, it is the direct process because you're directly connecting to the transcendental platform. Now, we are all here in the material world. We're all struggling for existence. We all have material bodies and material senses and material predicaments. Our material predicament is caused by our karmic situation and karmic reactions, by our individual choices we make, by the association we keep. All of these things define our material predicament. And so there are different processes that you may take up that seem more suited to you than the next person because of the conditions of your predicament. But the Maha Mantra is applicable to everyone because it is so far above your material predicament. It's not material at all. It is spiritual. It is linking you to a spiritual condition of life. Now that material condition of life, that material perspective of life, that is the fulfillment. That's what you're looking for. This is what we all truly desire, to be eternally happy in the spiritual world without doubt or fear, knowing what we're doing, engaged in activities that are beneficial, they are enjoyable, they're fulfilling, they're bringing pleasure to others. This is all the requirements for real happiness. It's not the enjoyment of the senses. Smell this, touch that, do hear this, watch that. This is not actual enjoyment. This is called a waste of time. And our lives are all limited. Nobody lives over 100 years. Well, a couple people. But you only have, say, 75 or 80 years. And whatever percentage of whatever age you are, that percentage is already gone. So recognize that. Now you need something potent. You need something that is so effective that irrespective of how contaminated you are, irrespective of how confused you are, irrespective of your material predicament, you can get it all worked out and come to perfection before the life is over. So that when the time of death comes, you're not in anxiety. You already know what's ahead. You're already engaged in the method. You're engaged in the process that is used in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, that is the whole situation. Everybody is in transcendental devotional service, in spiritual bliss, vibrating transcendental sound. So by the Lord delivering this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to the material world, and it is fully spiritual, you can see how it can be described as the direct method. You get lifted up to the transcendental vibration platform, and you get pre-trained
for going back to Godhead in the spiritual world and engaging in spiritual transcendental devotional activities there. Because that's your natural condition of life. This is the artificial condition. We become attached to it because everybody else is. But if you stop and look at it, you have a feeling inside you that there's more to this. You have the feeling inside of you that you can do better, that there's something more. We talked about this on a couple of weeks ago on our show. Why does everybody not want to die? And why does everybody want to be happy? Like, we don't get trained that at school. It's inherent in there. It's already there. Well, why does everybody have the same? Because it's our natural condition. Our natural condition is to live eternally. It isn't you and I. It isn't the living entities. It isn't our conscious being that dies. It's the body that dies. The body is simply riding on the energy of the living entity as it is. The body just becomes useless, spent. Throw it away. It's like fireworks. Roman candle. Poof, poof, poof. Okay, that's it. 10 poofs. It's over. Throw it away. The body's like that. So while you have a good working body, don't use it on temporary nonsense. Don't use it on trying to make adjustments to this place. Use it on studying the science of devotional service, chanting the Maha Mantra, and getting yourself prepared to going back home, back to Godhead, when the body becomes spent. It's that simple. But you need to have that perspective. You need to be convinced of it. You need to maintain it in yourself. I have a higher duty. I have a higher work. I have a higher goal. I'm going to achieve that higher goal. I'm not going to stay here with these malechas and be meat eaters and alcohol drinkers. We have a society that everybody eats meat and drinks alcohol and wants sex. What is that? As everybody thinks, I'm drinking more alcohol, I'm having more sex, I'm getting the best meat, and that's advancement. No. Advancement is when you stop those activities. You don't get into it because they're limiting your consciousness. And you come to the platform of purification by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to return home back to Godhead, where you're actually being purified. You're seeing, you're chanting, you're involved with what you're supposed to be doing, transcendental devotional service. The happiness you're looking for becomes available to you. It is your natural right. It is given freely in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's yours. It's a gift from God. Just use it correctly. You will be uplifted and satisfied.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.